Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues with day two of Beitza. We are on the second Mishnah. So chapter one, Mishnah Bet, a shochet haya ve'ov b'yom tov. Somebody slaughters an animal. This is a haya, is a non-domesticated animal, ve'ov, or a bird, on a holiday. Now, first of all, as we will get into, holidays, yom tov, are different from Shabbat in that we can do malachot for ochel nefesh, that are related to food preparation, to feeding people. That includes even the first step, which is slaughtering the animal. The second thing to be aware of now is there's a mitzvah to cover the blood that comes out from the act of slaughtering for a chaya, for a non-domesticated animal and for a bird. Now, domesticated animals don't have this mitzvah. Some of the mafarshim explain that the blood of the kosher domesticated animals, you understand, the goats, the sheep, the cows, those bloods go on the mizbeach in the temple. So those bloods are used for a mitzvah already, whereas the bloods for regular chickens and deer and giraffe, and you understand, the non-domestic animals, those never go on the mizbeach, so they need to have a mitzvah involved. So in Beit Shammai Omrim, Beit Shammai says, Yachpor bedeker vichase. So he can scoop it out with his shovel and cover. Now, what's going on here is there was already a shovel in the ground from Erev Yom Tov. He's not digging any new holes. That would be a malacha, perhaps of plowing, if you're digging in the field. It's only when the shovel was already in the ground before Yom Tov, and the Gemara explains when the ground is loose. They're not going to be breaking. There's no tochen. There's no grinding. One of the malacha we described in Shabbat. You're not grinding up hard dirt. It's loose, soft dirt. The hole's going to basically fill itself back in. Or it's a hole in a place where you don't really want a hole. If it's in your own chatzer, your own backyard, you don't want a hole there to begin with. So you're not improving anything by digging this hole. Shovel's already in the ground. So you just take the dirt that's already there in the shovel and you cover the blood from the shechita. But Hillel Omrim lo yishchot. No, you can't slaughter it. Eleim ken hayelo afer muchan b'od yom. Only if you had dirt available, prepared from Erev Yom Tov already, not still dirt in the ground. Modim, but they do agree, Beit Hillel does agree, Shim Shochat, if he already slaughtered the non-domestic animal or the bird, Sheyachpor Bedeker Vichase, that he could use the shovel that's already in the ground and the loose dirt, you understand all the qualifications. So he's not doing any Malacha Deraisa, he's not doing any biblically prohibited work. But he's, you know, Beit Hillel doesn't like it. But now you have a mitzvah in front of you, a biblical mitzvah of kisu yadam, of covering the blood from the non-domestic animal or the bird. So you could go ahead and do it, even according to Beit Hillel. Now the Mishnah adds, she'efer kira muchanhu. And this is sort of a different statement. The ashes from the stove are considered muchan, are considered ready and available for Yom Tov. Now this is relevant because ashes, afer is interchangeable for dirt, afar, in terms of kisui adam. So you could use the ashes, are considered halachically like dirt, for kisui adam. Now this is relevant when the ashes were produced erev Yom Tov. If the ashes were actually made by cooking in this oven on Yom Tov, then they would be muksa. Let's go on to Mishnah Gimel. Beit Shammai Omrim, Beit Shammai says, Ein molichin et sulam mishovach l'shovach. You can't move a ladder from one shovach, one dovecot, to another. It was common to make dovecotes for the doves to come and other small birds, and they would actually eat them or also bring them to the temple. We have a whole Masechet Kinim about bird offerings that are from the doves and the turtle doves. Now, what's going on here is if someone sees you moving a ladder around, they assume you're going to go be fixing the roof or climbing on the house for repairs, so it doesn't look right to be moving around a ladder from one coop to another. Aval, matayu mechalon lechalon. But you can move it from one window of the dovecote to another. You understand, there's often little cubicles or cubbies in these dovecotes. There are a few places in Eretz Yisrael where you can see it's like there's like a cave and they carved cubbies into the wall to use as dovecotes. Those are still extant in some places in Eretz Yisrael. Beit Hillel Matirin. Beit Hillel does allow moving the ladder even from one coop to another, as long as no one sees you do it. Beit Shammai Omrim lo yitl, eila im ken, only if nineya mibod yom, you moved these birds, you picked up these birds, erev yontif. So don't, he says, don't even take the birds out of the coop unless you actually designated and, you know, picked up the dove, had it, you know, jump on your finger, Erev Yom Tov, so you know you're going to be using this as your dinner or your lunch on Yom Tov. But Hillel Omrim, Hillel says, Omed, he could stand in front of the dove cote, V'omer zeh v'zeh ani notel. And he can sort of point to them and say, listen, that bird's going to be my my lunch tomorrow on Yontov, and that bird's going to be my dinner Yontov afternoon. The Bart Nura brings the Gemara, explains that their machlokas is about the first two doves that nested in this crevice or in this cubby. But the other doves, certainly the guy's going to eat, but the first two he might spare them because he wants them to stay there and reproduce further. Yishar koach, and enjoy your eggs and your chickens next week, because it's, well, the eggs today and the chickens next week, because we are now in the 9 days where the custom is actually not to eat meat. So it's fitting that we're learning about Masechet Beitza, because the eggs are in any event allowed this week. Yishar koach.